Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But first this morning, flights across Europe are in some disarray today. Hundreds were cancelled ahead of a threatened strike by French air traffic controllers. A deal with the largest union came too late yesterday to avoid these cancellations, which were ordered by France's Civil Aviation Authority. Now, Aer Lingus have confirmed delays and cancellations. Ryanair has warned it would cancel over 300 flights as a result of all of this. In a moment, we'll hear from Kevin Byrne, who's former Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel, about why this has such an impact on flights across the region and here, of course. But first, I'm joined now on the line by Simon Calder, who's travel editor with the London Independent. So, Simon, the strike didn't go ahead, but many flights are still affected this morning. Is that the situation?
Yeah, this is so frustrating for tens of thousands of travellers across Europe, including many of them to and from Ireland. And this has happened simply because if you cancel all these flights, which the airlines were obliged to do yesterday, because effectively the Italian Civil Aviation Authority ordered them to do it, then it's actually very, very tricky once you've stood down the pilots, the flight plans and so on, suddenly to bring them back to life. Mm-hmm. So many people will have tried to make alternative arrangements, but of course, part of the great success story, particularly for Ryanair, is that its flights are so full. And that means that if you cancel a Ryanair flight, quite possibly about 180 people are not able to travel where they want to. And on the next flight, there's only 10 spare seats. So extremely damaging. I talked to Michael O'Leary, the chief executive of Ryanair, about this yesterday. They are absolutely furious of the way that a lot of overflights, say, between Ireland and Italy, which obviously goes straight over France, are being affected, being told to cancel flights, even though it's purely a French strike involving French staff. And yet it is the Irish, the Italians, the British, the Spanish and so on who are affected by this.
So those overflights, the flights flying over French airspace, are they affected today?
Well, certainly the message went out from Paris yesterday saying you've got to cancel these proportions of flights. And therefore, whichever airline it is going to look at its operations and work out effectively how many have we got to cancel and how can we minimize the damage. And yes, there will be there are specific limits on flights going into some of the key airports, but on top of that you have to cancel over flights, and that causes massive problems for an awful lot of people. EasyJet, UK's biggest airline, has said that it is ridiculous that their passengers are being affected, and as a result of all of this, it's really marking almost the start of summer. And yes, here we are with strikes again. And it's going to be interesting to see if we get the, I think it was 53 strikes by French air traffic controllers last year, which is a rate slightly higher than one a week on average.
Okay, well, look, we'll talk more about this with Kevin Byrne in just a moment. But I want to ask you about where you are today. You're in Venice, the first city in the world now to charge admission for day trippers. So it's a fiver, is it, to visit Venice for the day?
€5, yes. And I'm here actually at Venice Santa Lucia station, which is the main access point for the vast majority of people coming in. It is absolute chaos. They've got a kind of line. They haven't got any physical barriers, but they've got a line of people in high-vis jackets who are effectively standing up and keeping people in terms of saying, have you got the QR code that you need? Because it's one of these complicated things you're supposed to do in advance. If not, have you got something showing you're staying at a hotel? Because that's going to get you in as well. Alternatively, people are showing, look, I'm a resident, or I work here, or whatever. So having said this is to deter tourists from coming into Venice, it's not having much effect so far from what I can see. It's absolutely heaving And we're not even into the main summer season yet.
And is that the only place where they're checking this? I mean, can you enter the city in other places and not have to pay your €5?
Well, there's actually, because of the geography of Venice, it's actually really, really straightforward for them to control the entry into the city, because you can arrive by boat to a number of points, but a very small number of points. I mean, if you can compare this with, let's say, beautiful Dublin. If you said, right, we're going to charge €5 to visit the centre of Dublin, then, well, you're going to have 100 different ways that you can actually get onto that, into the centre of Dublin, so it wouldn't be so easy. Mm-hmm. Talking to the officials, though, they say, we are not trying to deter tourists from Ireland or anywhere else coming in. All we want to do is actually persuade the day trippers from nearby northern Italian cities, places like Bologna and Trieste and Milan, from coming in their thousands on those busy days. So, it's just a bit of a nudge. €5 for people who have flown from Ireland won't make much difference.
All right.
But if you're just going on a day trip, you might go on a different day.
You might. Simon, let's see how that plays out. Simon Calder there, travel editor with the London Independent. And as I said, Kevin Byrne is with us as well to talk a little bit more about the impact of those threatened strikes. We know, Kevin, that the strike itself was averted, but people who had booked to fly, the airlines have said that it's too late for them now to pick up their plans. And that's why it's leading to such disruption, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very chaotic system. Just to excuse myself, I'm not on an airport today. I'm on a train about to depart at a Houston station. So I've gone very green in the last couple of weeks. So
all right.
If there's a noise, it's for that purpose. But look, this is a very tight schedule. Don't forget that Ryanair is one of the biggest airlines in Europe. And it, as Simon has said, they sell 95% of the seats. So you've got the best part, 200 people on every flight. How do if you cancel 3 or 4 or 5 of those places from Dublin, for example, how do you fit them onto the next flight? Because they're going to be full. The summer season is in now. That means 12,000 flights a day over Western Europe. And a huge chunk of the airspace belongs to France. And that's quite a complication, as you can imagine. So it's not an easy thing to solve, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is we're entering into this very busy holiday period now. We have the Olympics happening in Paris too. So there will be concerns about what happens next.
And I suspect that the picking of a strike, don't forget there are 3 unions involved in the air traffic control system. It's very much a state-run. They're also tied in with the unions which control, railways and the buses and all that kind of thing. So there's a complication in politics there. If you're going to hit your employer, the state, the time to do it, of course, is when Paris is getting busy, and busy for the Olympics starting out very soon now. Once the flame gets from Greece to Paris, I think you can expect to see 1 or 2 more disruptions. But they don't give notice, and the trouble with that is it has a huge knock-on effect on overflights, as Simon told us just a few minutes ago. And that's unusual in European airspace terms.
And Kevin, in the immediate term, we have planes now in the wrong place. So this mightn't be confined to just today.
No, if somebody says your flight is cancelled, you're going to, reschedule as best you can, but you've got crews and aircraft in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that affects not just the low-cost carriers, which is Ryanair and EasyJet and so forth, but the major ones too. There's also a complication. France is a remarkably popular place to go to. I think Paris is the most visited of all of our capitals in Europe. You've got flights from the Middle East, from North America, from Africa, and Paris is a magnet, and France is as well. So there's a disruption there all over the different parts of the world. So it's a complication that's going to last for 4 or 5 days, even though the strike, the original purpose of it, has been amended for a day or two. So it's not a happy place to be.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for joining us, and have a safe and enjoyable rail trip.